You are tuned into 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan here with you, and this is Wildfile Wednesday. I am joined with Angus Thurmer Jr. from Wildfile, and he is here to talk about a couple of his recent stories on wildfile.com, one of which is titled, Wyoming Sets Next Steps for Grizzly Control. Angus, thanks for coming in.
You bet. Thanks for your interest in Wildfile, Brennan.
Yeah, as you know, and most of you know, the grizzly bear was removed from the endangered species list this past summer. What does this mean for the grizzly bear?
Well, it means that Wyoming is now in charge of managing the bear almost exclusively. There are certain parameters that the federal government has set, among which are there can only be a certain number of what we call discretionary mortalities. For example, if there's a bear that is a danger to people, it's been raiding campgrounds and things like that, and it's can't be dealt with any other way and has to be killed, that would be a discretionary mortality. And that number in the Yellowstone ecosystem would be determined on an annual basis, depending calculated on sex and age. And then the total number of discretionary mortalities would be calculated, and Wyoming would get a certain percentage, something like 58% or something like that, of the discretionary mortalities, which it could then sort of spend. And among the ways those could be spent is through hunting.
And that's shared with Idaho and Montana.
Yes, Idaho and Montana would each get a smaller percentage.
Now, the responsibility has fallen to Wyoming Game and Fish Department, and they're going to start to propose their plans with grizzly bear management. What's their first step?
Yes, some people were thinking that Wyoming couldn't wait to get hunting regulations on the books, and maybe the state had them all written in their back pocket and would be ready to put them in front of Game and Fish as soon as the grizzly bear in the Yellowstone ecosystem was removed from the threatened species list. Game and Fish says what it's going to do is go out with an open mind and have some public forums where people can tell Game and Fish what they think is important, how grizzly bears should be managed. And after that, they'll put together a proposal that will then also go out for public comment, and then they will bring results of that to the Game and Fish Commission for its April 2018 meeting, which is the traditional time to set hunting seasons. Some people told me privately this is a smokescreen, that there's no way Game and Fish is not going to propose a hunting season. However, these public meetings will be an opportunity for wildlife guides, for example, to underscore the economic importance of having visible grizzly bears in Grand Teton National Park, for example, something that those guides believe has been overlooked by the general public and maybe even the Game and Fish Department itself.
Are there any dates set yet?
No, but Game and Fish is on the cusp of releasing some meeting times and places.
If you're just joining me, this is your Wildfile Wednesday update. I'm here with Angus Thurmer Jr., and we're discussing his latest article titled, Wyoming Sets Next Steps for Grizzly Control. Now, both you and I know that the delisting of the grizzly bear, it was certainly a controversial issue and continues to be. Who are some people you talked to in your story who supported the delisting of the bear?
Well, the state of Wyoming has supported delisting for some time, and among the reasons are that the number of grizzly bears in the Yellowstone ecosystem has been at the stated recovery level for some time. Nevertheless, the debate goes on with regard to whether that's a sufficient number, whether there's connectivity between this ecosystem and other ecosystems, whether there should be, and things like that. There's a lot of money that Wyoming Game and Fish spends to compensate ranchers, among others, for damage caused by grizzly bears. As a trophy game animal, Wyoming Game and Fish bears the responsibility for that damage, and it pays annually in the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
There's also a significant amount of opposition to the delisting of the grizzly bear. You reported on two lawsuits that challenged the Yellowstone delisting. What are those?
Yeah, those are just two of, I believe, there are as many as six lawsuits that are now pending. And among the arguments that some of the proponents, some of the plaintiffs make are that grizzly bears, because of climate change, are being forced to move out of their core habitat, which the center of which is Yellowstone National Park. And they're going out to the fringes of the ecosystem in search of more protein and meat. And this means conflict with livestock, which brings about a response from grizzly bear managers. And today that's Wyoming and Wyoming Game and Fish, with a corresponding, possibly a corresponding increase in grizzly bear deaths because of these conflicts.
Yeah, you also wrote another story on wildfowl.com this week. It's titled "Old Faithful's Anatomy Reveals Geysers' Surprising Secrets." Can you tell our listeners give a little insight on that story briefly?
Sure. Real briefly, Professor Bob Smith from the University of Utah, who lives here in Jackson Hole as often as he can, as much as possible. I gave a presentation to geologists of Jackson Hole a couple of months ago in which he put up a diagram of the underground plumbing for Old Faithful that had been discovered and mapped by some of his students and associates at the University of Utah using an array of 133 small seismographs. And what they discovered was, and mapped and drew, and they released the drawing for the first time this last week, was a football stadium size hydrothermal reservoir that extends partly under the Inn at Old Faithful, the Old Faithful Inn, which feeds the geyser. And the diagram is quite fascinating, and it's a pretty interesting discovery that really should make a lot of people go, wow.
Well, Angus, thanks again for coming in for Wildfile Wednesday.
You bet, Brandon. Thanks for your interest in Wildfile.
You can head to wildfile.com to read the most recent Wildfile stories, including Angus's story titled "Wyoming Sets New Steps for Grizzly Control." You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL Jackson.